to bring together brought the idea of the charter and the other activities of the march to other networks that we are engaged with. Particularly, we brought it up to the Women's Committee of the Freedom from Death Coalition, which is very much involved in the World Social Forum. And actually, they, because of this, they have also planned to organize a women's march against poverty and globalization, wherein not only Kilos Kabaro, but more women's organizations are joining. They have already committed to be with us on March 8 for the launching, for the symbolic launching, but there will still be other actions. I think around June, the culmination will be around June. We will try to work it out if it's possible to have the culmination in July so that we could have the relay in the Philippines, because we're going to be receiving supposedly the charter from Korea, have a little activity in the Philippines, and then pass it on to Laos. And then we also made some arrangements with a big network called the Earth Day Network, which usually has a big activity every April 22, which is Earth Day. And they plan to make it a back-to-back activity. They will be joining us for the March 8 launching of the charter, and then we will be joining them in turn in their April 22 activity. So the slant of the April 22 Earth Day activity will be women and environment.
Why is the charter important for you?
I think the charter is important for us because it lays down the values that we as feminists hold dear to us. Actually, what we initially planned was to have a forum wherein the connection of the charter with other international instruments will be discussed, the interfacing of different international instruments, like you have the Beijing Platform for Action, wherein some of us now are involved in making a parallel report. And then there's, of course, the CEDAW, the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, and the United Nations Human Rights Declaration. So we plan to have a forum where we will be explaining to women what is the linkages between these different international instruments. And, of course, the charter will be used to reach out to more organizations with regards to one value having more importance than the other. I think they're all of equal importance. In Kilos Kabaro, the organizations in that network work on various issues. Some of us are into environment, some of us are into trafficking, some of us are into food security, some of us are into housing rights, some of us are into lesbian and gay rights. So it's really of equal importance to us because all of us are working on themes that are all in the charter.